Blog Talk Radio.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. Let everybody know that. Know that.
Exodus 31:12-17. This is how you get down with the Israelite team. Praising Yahweh, Yah Elohim, on his holy temple case day. Thou shalt not do any work. And if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please listen to what the Most High say. That we must praise Him each and every day. But there's one day that's sanctified. One praise, yeah. He gave it to us for a sign. And I'm telling you, I never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind. And this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines.
Exodus 31.
Verily my Sabbath he shall keep, and anybody coming into my house better watch what they speak. Watch. I don't want nobody speaking out of turn. You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come at your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how he sanctified. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to drink well. Stop getting on your knees. Every Sunday worship is the double A.
None of them exist. Which means the book is a form. But here Yahweh has signs. And he said, and these people that believe in him, though he would see that sign. What sign?
Read it.
Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And we let everybody know that.
Yep. Shalom.
In Proverbs, the 22nd division, and the 3rd verse, it reads, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." So, being a servant of Yah, it states that the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the departing of evil is understanding. So, these things that are going on in the world today are not by a mere coincidence, but they're all done by the hands and the will of the Most High. For our acts of disobedience, for these nations that have conspired through evil against the Most High and the Most High's people. And these testimonies that we bring forth are testimonies and confirmation that every word of Elohim is pure. For every word of Elohim is the truth. And one of the events that I've seen this week, it's a story in Dallas, Texas. The Most High said that when we were sent into this land of our enemies, that they will regard neither the old head or the youth, the old or the young. And this week, it was a confirmation of Yah's word when the 15-year-old young man by the name of Jordan Edwards, he was sitting in the car of one of his friends, and they got pulled over because the police had stated that they were speeding, and by the police testimony, he has stated that they were trying to pull back and ram the police car. Wherefore, the police officer pulled out his weapon, shot this 15-year-old in the head, and the youth is gone. And this youth wasn't just the youth that runs the street, that's acting all wild. This is a honor student in school. This was an abiding young man by the testimonies of his family. But by the testimonies of the police officer, they wanted to turn him into a thug and a menace and a criminal. And he tried to say he was a participant in this car backing up, trying to ram the police car to avoid being arrested. Well, his authority, the chief of the police, said he reviewed the dash cam footage, and he saw quite the opposite. Indeed, it wasn't that they were backing up. In fact, they were trying to leave. And they wasn't trying to leave hastily, like do 90 straight out. They were just trying to pull off to avoid any further trouble. And the officer overreacted and pulled out his pistol, fired. And now yet a 15-year-old is murdered. And the whole reward for this police officer who murdered this young man, was he arrested? Was he brought up on criminal charges? Was he charged to the fullest extent of the law? No, he was simply fired. And these type of things keep on occurring and keep happening with our people. Just like this week, a story came out that the Department of Justice came out and said that there will be no charges, no criminal charges in the murder of Louisiana resident Alton Sterling, who was just outside selling CDs, was pulled over by the police, was stopped by the police because the store owner apparently had an altercation with this man. They had an altercation in pursuit, and they shot this man point blank in his chest. And then they came out later and said, well, he had a gun on him. But he didn't draw his weapon. He didn't point his weapon at them. They murdered this man first and then came out and said he had a pistol. Just like they murdered this 15-year-old and say they were trying to back up and ram the police. Just like the police officer is under trial today for the murder of Sam DeBoe. They had to retry this man, and now they're trying to take and exempt certain evidence from off the table because they're trying to say that he was wearing a shirt underneath his uniform and it had a Confederate flag, which has always been a symbol of racism by white nationalist groups. But they want to expel that, and they want to expel that because he got off once. And you see the slaps on the wrist that people are suffering when they take our people. When you shoot at them, they convict you to the fullest extent of the law. But when they murder you, it's just simply no consideration at all. And these things that are happening are not by a mere coincidence. These things are happening because the Most High has already prophesied that we will be sent into the land of our enemies. And those people that hate us will rule over us. So there is no justice. And if you turn with me to Psalms, the 40th division. And our people are caught up in the mystery of why these things are happening. And they can't turn to their politicians. And they can't turn to their clergies. They can't turn to their brothers and sisters who read every day. They can't describe how this plight is going to cease. But the true and living Elohim has already said in the book of Psalms, the 40th division, in the 7th verse, it states,
"Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me."
So the book is written of the Most High. So any plight that we're going through, anything that we are suffering from, any affliction that is upon us, and any blessings that we are trying to obtain, it's all written in the word of the Most High. And that's why it says the word of the Most High is our living waters. It's life to us. The Most High told us and commanded us to choose life. So if you choose life, then you're choosing the words of the Most High. If you want to be protected by a shield, then you're cleaving to the words of the Most High. As the Most High said in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter and the 3rd verse, the Most High said that he humbled us and suffered us to hunger to let us know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Yah do we live. So how we are able to survive today in the midst of all of this violence, all of this chaos, all of this racism, all of this hatred, we're cleaving to the words of the Most High. But society will have you think that we're cleaving on because the president that's in office today, or because you have elected politicians in your local governments today. But indeed, these people are set up to destroy you, not to build you up, but to simply destroy you. And there's one more story that I'm going to bring forth that I seen a couple of weeks ago. And this story is, I seen where doctors have made a makeshift womb to incubate and protect premature lambs. And they're saying with this technology that one day they're going to be able to incubate and protect the lives of premature babies. And this is the arrogance of the society and in the midst of the people that we live today, because the Most High said this in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and the 39th verse, he reads,
Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. "Now that I, even I am he, and there is no Elohim with me, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand."
And as soon as our people are able to consider this and take this into mind, you won't put your trust in these doctors. You won't put your trust into this judicial system. You won't put your trust in any man, because it is Yah himself who kills and make alive. The Most High rises up one, and he sits down another. So all of these things are being done by the words and by the acts of the Most High. And this is what the Most High said in Isaiah, the first chapter. He said, the ox know of his owner and the ass his master's crib, but my people don't know. Yea, they don't consider. So we must take these things into consideration. It's not going to be our might that's going to deliver us out of this plight. It's not going to be our strength that delivers us out of this plight. It's not going to be the wisdom of our words that is going to bring us out of captivity. But it is going to be cleaving and seeking and serving and dedicating ourselves to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. And as long as we choose to ignore this, as long as we choose to go to the left instead of the right, these plights and these vile acts will continue to happen to our people. But there is deliverance, and Yah's people will be rescued. And how do we know this? Because this has all been spoken of by the words of the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. So those are several current events that I've seen this week that I brought forth to our people. If you may not know, or if you do know, this information has been presented to you, and it's all in the glorification and the praises of the Mighty One and the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah Elohim. There is redemption, there will be salvation, and the salvation will only come through the hands of Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise thank you, Brother Obadiah, for being a watchman that Yah has set up to be able to show us some of the pertinent events that are happening amongst Israel today. As Brother Obadiah spoke about the injustice that continues to go on in the country in which a lot of us are dwelling, where a 15-year-old boy is murdered, and the only thing that happens to the murderer is that he is fired, where a grown man is murdered, and the top court in the land, the highest center of justice, so-called justice, will not prosecute the people that murdered him. They will not bring them up on murder charges, because this nation entitled the United States of America is not a nation that is for the benefit of the children of Israel. Yah said that we will be here for 400 years and that we will be afflicted and serve them for 400 years. What other group of people is going through this plight? None other but you and I. And to just continue with the spirit of what our brother Obadiah was speaking about how the Most High said that these things would happen to us, that our people would become dung in the streets and no man would come and save us. And why is this? Why is it that we can be treated less than dogs? You had a football player some years ago who got caught fighting dogs. And they took this man off of his career, making millions of dollars. They took him from his career. They put him in prison because he was fighting dogs. Animal abuse. Yet, you and I get murdered. Cold blood murder in the street by the people who are supposed to protect your laws and your rights. And do they get prosecuted? sent to prison? No. What they get is fired. Fired. If they even get fired at all. They get fired and they move on to a different job. Their family gets to see them every day. Their mothers get to see them. Their sons and daughters get to see them. Their brothers and sisters get to see them every day. But what about the 15-year-old boy who was a straight-A student, who wasn't causing anybody any trouble, whose parents can't see him grow up to be a police officer, a politician, a football player, or anything? What was Trayvon Martin going to do? I just read the news the other day. They just gave Trayvon Martin some kind of posthumous degree. What's that going to do? The fool that shot him is still walking around making money, painting pictures of Trayvon's dead face. So we see that this is something that is completely wicked. But what Yah said would befall us if we did what? And let me show you. It's in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Deuteronomy, chapter 28, Yah said something that our people, many of us, fail to realize. Start reading in verse 58.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 58 reads, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law,"
if you don't do all the words of the law, is what our Father is saying, the Elohim of Elohim, the only Elohim, Yahweh, he said, if you don't do all the words of this law
that are written in this book,
mm-hmm,
that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, our Elohim,
then Yah will make thy plagues
wonderful,
and the plagues of thy seed
even great plagues,
and
of long continuance,
and
sore sicknesses,
and
of long continence,
meaning you're going to be sick forever. You're always going to deal with some sickness. And if you look amongst our people, don't you see? They say diabetes is incurable, even though it is. They say cancer is incurable, even though it is. They say AIDS and HIV and sickle cell is incurable, even though it is. And the only cure to it is to return to the way of Yah. But if you don't walk in Yah's ways, then these sicknesses have befallen us and will befall you and I if we don't fear this great and fearful name, Yah, thy Elohim. Keep reading.
"Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt,
which thou wast afraid of,
and they shall cleave unto thee.
Also every sickness
and every plague,
which is not written in this book
of this law,
them will Yah bring upon thee,
until thou be destroyed,
mm-hmm,
and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude. Because thou would have not obeyed the voice of Yah thy Elohim. And it shall come to pass that as Yah rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so Yah will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it."
Are we not plucked off of our land? Are we not driven into all the four corners of the earth? Keep reading.
"And Yah shall scatter thee amongst all people."
Are we not scattered amongst all the people?
"From the one end of the earth, even unto the other.
And there
thou shalt serve other gods,
which neither thou
nor thy fathers have known,
even
wood and stone."
This is what Yah said will happen to the children of Israel if we did not follow the law. And therefore, this is why we are in the situation we're in right now. We haven't kept Yah's law. We haven't followed the words of the mighty Elohim. And we're the only people that are suffering from disease and in viruses and sicknesses that we can't be cured of, when only people that's suffering from being scattered amongst the four corners of the earth and taken off of our land, when only people that have been forced into this deplorable situation and forced to serve gods that our fathers have not known, even wood and stone. And you see, Yah said, our fathers didn't know these deities. And you don't know these deities. Yahweh don't know these deities. But what we have done is followed after these false deities as if they were our power. But let me show you what Yahweh said about what we're doing. Go to the book of Jeremiah, 10th chapter. Because all the drama in the earth what only matters is, what is Yahweh going to do with his people? Because whatever Yah does with his people, it's going to affect the entire world. Yahweh sent his people into slavery, and that caused the Gentiles to become insanely rich. If Yah never allowed the Gentiles to enslave Israel, you would not have the nations that you have today. You would not have the United States putting rockets in the sky if Israelite didn't tell them how to do it. You wouldn't have people using computers if an Israelite didn't invent it. You wouldn't have people using cell phones if an Israelite didn't invent it. You wouldn't have people using vacuum cleaners, irons and ironing boards, washing machines and dryers and doorknobs if an Israelite didn't invent it. You wouldn't know how to fix your money if an Israelite or black person, period, didn't show them. Everything this nation has in the other nations is because an Israelite or another black nation showed them how to do it. And it was not, and that wouldn't have happened if Yah didn't give the heathen the power to disperse us throughout the four corners of the earth. And we have to serve this heathen. And not only have we had to serve them, we've had to serve their gods, even wood and stone. And look what Yah says in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Start reading at the 14th verse. It reads,
every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven images.
See this? Yah's letting you know. The word brutish means stupid. Every man is stupid, ignorant, dumb in his knowledge. Meaning his knowledge is dumb knowledge. It's stupid knowledge. It's ignorant knowledge. It's foolish knowledge. Every man is brutish in his knowledge.
Every founder is confounded by the graven images.
Any man that's making a graven image is confounded with dumbness, because a graven image can't do a thing for you.
Mm-hmm. For his molten image is falsehood.
You see, his molten image is falsehood. So that little JC piece you have on your neck is falsehood. The idol that you have in your house is falsehood. The Christ picture you have in your on your car dashboard is falsehood. The little black stone that they throw rocks at in Mecca is falsehood. All the idols that they worship amongst the Catholic Church, it's falsehood.
Mm-hmm. And there is no breath in them.
That's right. Yah is saying, Genesis, the 2nd chapter, the 7th verse, that Yah made man from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into the man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Yahweh holds the breath of life, yet these graven images have no breath. You can't breathe into the graven image if you already making the graven image. Now if you breathe into it, but you're going to bow down to it. though you had to make it. And you're going to worship it. Yahweh holds the breath of life, not the graven image.
Mm-hmm. They are vanity.
They are nothing.
And the work of error.
Meaning they're the work of all kind of wrong moves.
In the time of their visitation, they shall perish.
Uh-huh.
The portion of Yahakov is not like
meaning,
them.
Meaning, who is Yahakov's portion? Who did Yahweh give to Yahakov to worship? Well, Yah gave Yahakov Yah. I say, Yahakov, Yisrael, you are my people.
Mm-hmm. For he is the former of all things.
Yah formed everything.
And Yisrael is the rod of his inheritance.
And Yah is letting you know that the children of Israel is the strength, is the rod of his inheritance.
Yah of hosts is his name.
It's Yahweh who we're talking about, not any of these other deities.
Gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus saith Yah, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them, that they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it.
My tabernacle is spoiled.
And all my cords are broken.
My children are gone forth of me.
And they are not.
There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore.
And to set up my curtains.
For the pastors are become brutish.
And have not sought Yah.
Therefore they shall not prosper.
And all their flocks shall be scattered.
You see this? Yah is letting you know that those that believe that they the pastors, they've become stupid. They've become brutish. That means they have no knowledge. That means if you have one of these false pastors teaching you, and it's not the word of Yah, then they're teaching you a lie. And let me prove to you that they're teaching you a lie. In the book of St. John, that's in the New Testament, and John's not really a saint, but it's the name of the book, St. John. In the New Testament, the own deity that all these people worship today, the Christ of the New Testament, some people call him Yeshua, this man himself let the people that would worship him know in the thousands of years to come, they don't know what they're doing. Look what it says in St. John, the fourth chapter. Start reading at the 21st verse.
It reads, for as the Father raiseth up
St. John, chapter 4, verse 21. Excuse me. And I'll start it off. And it says in verse 21, the Christ of the New Testament saith unto her,
woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what.
He said, you worship, you don't even know what you worship. Ye worship, ye know not what.
We know what we worship.
He said, we know what we worship. Now, if the Christ of the New Testament is God, why is he worshiping anyone? And why is he telling this woman that she don't know what she worship? And why is he telling the Christians and the Muslims that you don't know what you worship? He said, ye worship, ye know not what. Meaning, you don't have no knowledge of what you're doing. But he said, for we know what we worship for salvation
is of the Yehuda Din.
Is of the true Jews. Christ of the New Testament was an Israelite, meaning he wasn't Yahweh. He wasn't Israelite. That's why he said, we worship. If he was the Most High, he would have simply said to the woman, you're worshiping an idol, and I am Yah. But he wouldn't have said, we worship. Where you ever see Yah speak in the Holy Scriptures to say anything about we worshiping anything? He tells you to worship him. So we see that even the Christ of the New Testament let you know that the true children of Israel know who to worship. But this is what was taken from us in the curses. But Yah said he give it back to you. He give you the knowledge. But before I go and show you that, let me show you what Yah said in the Quran. Not Yah, but let me show you what is written in the Quran. Yah didn't speak in the Quran. And incidentally, he didn't speak in the New Testament at all. You'll never see the word of Yah in the New Testament. You'll never see thus saith Yah in the New Testament. You'll never see Yahweh speaking to anyone in the New Testament, nor will you see Yahweh speaking or saying anything to anyone in the Quran. But in the Quran, in Surah 10, Ayah 94, it lets you know something. What does it say there?
If thou were in doubt.
If you're in doubt, he's telling the Muslims. So all the Muslims should listen up and listen to what their book says in the Quran. If you're in doubt, if you got any questions, if you are confused, if you don't know, if you questioning what we bring it to you, if thou art in any doubt
as to what we have revealed unto thee.
If you're in any doubt as to what we, you see this? The Quran talking about we, the New Testament talking about we, but yet Yah's book only says Yah is what? One. There is no we. It's just Yah. Because Yah created the heavens and earth and sea all by himself. He didn't need no help. But the Quran says, if you are in doubt as to what we have revealed
unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee.
And if you're in doubt of what we have taught you about eating clean, if what we have taught you about making sure you don't break the Sabbath day, if what we have taught you that you can't eat blood, and what we have taught you about anything righteous, if you're in doubt about any of that,
the truth have indeed come to thee from thy master.
No, he said, read that again where it said, go to those that we have given the book before. What does it say there?
We have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. The truth has indeed come to thee from thy master.
Now, who was the book revealed to? It tells you in the verse before that. So look at verse, or Eot 93.
We settled the children of Israel.
Now, that's how you know this ain't Yah. It said, we settled the children of Israel. And ain't nobody settled Israel except Yah. But let them tell you who they talking about. It says, we
settled the children of Israel.
So they talking about Israel. We settled the children of Israel
in a beautiful dwelling place.
Uh-huh.
And provided for them sustenance of the best. And it was the after knowledge had been granted to them.
So they are claiming they gave the children of Israel knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That they fell into schisms. Verily, Elohim will judge between them as to the schisms amongst them on the day of judgment.
So they're letting you know they went to the children of Israel first. This is who they went to. The Christ of the New Testament said that the true worshipers are of the Jews. He said that they're the true worshipers. He said that that's who knows what they worship. The Quran is letting you know that you got to go to the Israelites if you want to know, if you got any questions. He told Muhammad himself. That's what the Quran is letting you know. That it told Muhammad himself, the so-called last prophet, so-called prophet Muhammad, had, if he had any doubt, and believe me, he had doubt because he dealt with the Israelites, he told him to go to the Israelites. The Christ in the New Testament proclaimed himself to be an Israelite and said that you don't know what you're worshiping, but we know what we worship, for salvation is of Yehuda. So you have the Christian religion and the Islamic or the Muslim religion telling you that Israel has the truth flat out, and that's it. Look what it again says, if I can find it. I believe it's in the book of Romans. Let me make sure. In Romans, the 11th chapter, the first verse, start reading there.
Romans 11 and 1.
Mm-hmm. Romans 11 and 1. And it says in Romans, the 11th chapter. Yeah, I want the first verse. In Romans is after the book of Acts. In Romans, the 11th chapter, verse 1, it says, I say then. This is Paul speaking. This is what Paul is saying here. Listen closely to what Paul says to the people. In Romans 11 and 1, he says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? Look what he's saying. I say then, hath God cast away his people?
Mm-hmm. God forbid.
For I also
am an Israelite.
You see this? You got Christ letting you know that he's an Israelite. You got the Quran telling you to go to the Israelites. And Paul, the one who done lied so much, lets you know, he said, has Elohim cast away his people? God forbid, for I also
am an Israelite
of
the seed of Abraham,
of
the tribe of Benjamin.
He's letting you know he is an Israelite. And he's saying, Yah forbid he cast away Israel, because if he did, then I'm cast away, because I'm an Israelite. Mm-hmm.
God have not cast away his people.
He said, Yah didn't cast away the Israelites,
which he foreknew. Want yet ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Master, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of Elohim unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of the idol.
He's going on to give a story about Elijah. But you see what he's saying. That the Israelites ain't cast away. But yet, he'll tell you in another chapter, in another book, that the promise has been given to the Gentiles. But nevertheless, I'm showing you that even the religions that have told you that you were not the children of Israel, that you were not the chosen of Yah, even these books that they forced us to not read, they just wanted you to believe what the pastors were saying. They didn't want you to be able to do what we're doing today. They didn't want you to be able to read and see that you are an Israelite and that Israelites are not forsaken. Can you believe that? Even again, in the book of Revelations, It's supposed to be the final word. Why all these religious books, all they books got to be the final word? And Yah's word is forever. See, you read, I get a book and it says this is the final word. And then why, I don't even need to read no more then. Why I need to go back and read it? It's over. You done said all you had to say. But Yah said that he, his word, his ways is above our ways. As heaven is high above the earth. And you know how high heaven is above the earth? No, you don't. No, we don't. No, nobody do. They still trying to measure heaven. And that's how high Yah is above us. So you think you know what Yah is saying, but no, you don't. Because wisdom is the principal thing. But with all you're getting, get understanding. And you got to do the commandments to have an understanding. And in the book of Revelations, we're going to see who the New Testament is saying is going to be able to be in paradise. What chapter is that in? I thought I wanted the 22nd chapter. Is that what I wanted? Or did I want...
all those that's in the land.
Yeah, let's go to the 22nd chapter. I think that's where I wanted to go. It's going to show you who's going to be in the land.
12 verse.
What verse?
It's all about who not will be in the land. It's verse 14.
Look at verse 14.
Revelation 22, verse 14 reads, "Blessed are they that do his commandments."
Hold on. Blessed are they that do what?
His commandments.
And if you're going to do the commandments, then you got to be doing what the children of Israel are told to do. That's the only thing. That's the only people that are told to do the commandments are the children of Israel. Mm-hmm.
"That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city."
Mm-hmm.
"For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie."
So you know this is not going to be anybody that's teaching you and showing you that a police officer murdered one of our young brothers and he's not getting away with it. You know he ain't going to make it. You know Donald Trump, who's being a misogynistic man that abuses women, he's not going to make it. Anybody they showing you today that is a good person, they saying are good people, they not going to make it. And look what it says in the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter. It's going to tell you again who is not to be touched. It's in Revelation chapter 7, start at verse 2.
It reads, "And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Elohim in their foreheads."
Servants of our Elohim. The angels got an Elohim. Now, the angels got an Elohim. Christ already told you he got an Elohim. The Quran already lets you know that somebody's smarter than them. And you see here that everything you've been taught has been a lie. The angels got an Elohim, and they said, "We got servants of our Elohim." And who are they? Let's see who they are.
"Saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Elohim in their foreheads. And I have heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel."
144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Because these are the people that are going to be protected, the children of Israel. Keep reading.
Of the tribe of Yehuda were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000.
So you see, Book of Revelation is even letting you know that it's the Israelites that have the salvation. Isn't that what the Christ in the New Testament said? And let me show you one more place in the New Testament. It's in the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 27 and 28. One of the disciples of Christ want to know what they're going to get for following him. And he gave them this illustrious story. But there's a truth in it. And we're going to see it. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 27 and 28.
It reads, "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee."
Now we done left our children. We done became deadbeat dads. We done became abandoned husbands. We done quit our jobs. We done left off our responsibilities to follow the Christ of the New Testament. I mean, we got to get something for this sacrifice. What are we going to get?
And JC said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration..."
If you follow me when everybody's regenerated...
"When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory..."
When the Son of Man shall sit in the what? The throne of his glory. I'm going to show you what Yahweh said about that. Mm-hmm.
"Ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones..."
You're going to sit on 12 thrones.
"Judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
Because that's who's allowed in the regeneration. That's who is going to be in the new kingdom. That's who has salvation, the children of Israel. But he had to give them this lie. Like, yeah, after you die and then regenerate, I'm going to be sitting in the throne of glory, and you all are going to be sitting around me on the 12 thrones judging the children of Israel. It's a bunch of garbage, what he just said. He's not going to have no throne of glory. And they're not, and these apostles, these deadbeat dads, are not going to be judging any Israelite that done made it into the promised land. And let me show you what Yah has to say about these people trying to steal his glory. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter. In Isaiah chapter 41, what does it say in verse 8?
It reads, "But thou, Israel, are my servant, Yaakov, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend."
You see, Yah already told us that he chose us. Yah already let us know that we are his people. Yah already let us know that Abraham was his friend. We didn't need Paul to say anything. We didn't need the Christ of the New Testament to do that. And we didn't need the Quran either. Because all of those books lied to us and have these pastors lying to us. But Yah said in Isaiah 42, the 8th verse, what does he say there?
"I am Yah. That is my name."
He said, "Look here, I am Yahweh. That's my name. It don't belong to no one else. It don't belong to Muhammad's deity. It don't belong to the deity of Christ or the deity of any other religion that you think you have." He said, "I am Yahweh. That is my name.
And my glory will I not give to another.
He ain't giving his glory to no one else. Christ ain't sitting in no throne of glory. Muhammad ain't sitting in no throne of glory. Farrakhan ain't going up in no ship of glory. Elijah Muhammad ain't in no ship of glory. Yah said his name is Yahweh. That's his name. And his glory will he not give to another. Nor
my praise to graven images.
So no graven, molten image that has no breath will get Yah's praise. Even though you have billions of people on the earth today praising graven images, worshiping graven images, it still don't go to Yah's praise. They still cannot receive the praise and the honor and the fear that Yah commands. Because they can't do anything Yah can do. They can't do anything at all. So why is it that we continue to go after the false deities? As we read earlier, it's part of a curse. But Yah said this in the book of Ezekiel. I believe I want to show you the 6th chapter of Ezekiel, the 8th verse, to show you what Yahweh wants you to know. Go ahead.
Ezekiel 6, verse 8 reads, "Yet will I leave a remnant."
Now, let's start a little earlier. Let's start at the first verse.
"And the word of Yah came unto me, saying."
Now, when we were in the Quran, did we hear the word of Yah come to anyone? We heard about we this and we that. When we in the New Testament, did we hear the word of Yah come to anyone? We heard we this and we that. But here we are back in the scriptures of truth. And it says in the first verse,
"And the word of Yah came unto me, saying."
The word of Yah came unto the prophet Ezekiel, saying,
"Son of man,
mm-hmm.
set thy face towards the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them.
And say,
ye mountains of Israel,
hear
the words of Yah Elohim."
Hear the word of Yah Elohim, because it's the only word, as Brother Obadiah said earlier, it's his word is pure. His word is the truth. "Thus saith Yah Elohim to the mountains
and to the hills,
to the rivers
and to the valleys.
Behold,
I, even I,
will bring a sword upon you,
and I will destroy your high places,
and your altars shall be desolate,
and your images shall be broken,
and I will cast down your slain men before your idols,
and I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols,
and I will scatter your bones
round about your altars,
in all your dwelling places.
The city shall be laid waste,
and the high places
shall be desolate,
that your altars
may be laid
in waste and made desolate,
and your idols may be broken
and cease,
and your images
may be cut down,
and your works
may be abolished,
and the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh."
He said he's going to do that in the land, and he did that. We were destroyed in our land. We were murdered and ravaged in our own land. And then he kicked us out that was left. And he said, "Yet
will I leave a remnant,
that ye may have some that shall escape
of the sword amongst the nations."
And that's where you and I are, of the sword among the nations.
"When ye shall be scattered through the country."
We are scattered through the countries. There's a remnant of us that have escaped the sword and have been scattered in the countries.
"And they that escape of you
shall
remember me."
They shall remember Yah. Even though the mass majority of people forget Yah, don't know a clue about Yah. They don't really know about Yah. But we, the servants of the Most High, who Yah has awakened to remember, he said, "They shall remember me
amongst the nations whither they shall be carried captive.
Because I am broken with their whorish heart,
which have departed from me,
and with their eyes,
which go a whoring after their idols.
And they shall loathe themselves
for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations.
So it is the remembrance that Yah has set before his servants to be able to remember him. And what did Yahweh set before his servants so we can remember him? So that you will remember him. Because when you see the words of Yah, if Yah has put his spirit upon you so that you to remember him, when you see his word, you're going to feel like, oh, I remember that. That's it right there. Your spirit that is buried inside of you under all the swine grease and shrimp grease and under all the fat back and under all the nastiness that you have been given by your oppressor, that spirit that Yah put in you is still going to remember. And he put something before you so you can remember. And let me show you. And then we're going to go to our callers. It's in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. And again, if anybody has a question or comment or disagrees with anything we've been speaking this night about the word of Yah, if you think that what we have spoken is not the truth, or if you think that it is the truth, and you want to praise the mighty Yah that you heard the truth here on Nothing But the Truth, all you have to do is call 347-838-8963. But I want to show you what Yahweh put before us so we can remember him. It's in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Start reading at the 15th verse. It reads,
"And now we call the proud happy."
And that's what you call proud people today. Hear people all day saying, I'm proud of this, I'm proud of that, because the proud is called happy.
"Yea, they that work wickedness are set up."
This man, some Jenner, this old Olympic star, done turned his body inside out, and he's done been set up. You got all kind of abominable, wicked acting people doing all kind of abominable, wicked things, yet they're set up on high as if that is the way to go. But Yah said,
"Yea, they that tempt Elohim are even delivered."
They that tempt Elohim, they even seem like they're being delivered. Mm-hmm.
"Then they that feared Yah."
But they that feared Yah.
"Spake often one to another."
They didn't speak to the sinners. They didn't speak to the scorners. They didn't speak to the ones that was acting all happy to be proud and acting all set up like they, because they wicked. That's not who the people that fear Yah, that's not who they were speaking to. The people that fear Yah spake one another.
"And Yahweh hearkened."
And Yahweh heard them. He saw them. He saw, oh, look at these that fear me speaking about me, remembering me. I'm going to give them something. Mm-hmm.
"And a book of remembrance was written before him."
So because those that fear Yah said, I'm going to talk about Yah even though I'm not in his land, even though we're cut off, I'm going to talk about the mighty Yah. I'm going to remember the mighty Yah. I'm going to speak about him. And Yah said, I'm going to give him something. So what he said was, in a book of remembrance
was written before him.
Was written before them. Mm-hmm.
"For them that feared Yah."
For them that feared Yah. Uh-huh.
"And that thought upon his name."
Mm-hmm.
"And they shall be mine, saith Yah."
And those that fear Yah, that think upon Yah, that remember Yah, that talk about Yah one to another, that now they got this book of remembrance, and they look in this book, and they read this book, and they talk about Yah from this book. He said, those people, they're mine. Mm-hmm.
"And in that day,"
"and in that day,"
"when I make up my jewels,"
"they're going to be my jewels."
and I will spare them.
I'm going to spare them
as a man spareth his own son.
Because those are my children that's thinking about me, that's praising me, that's talking about me, that's reading about me, that's glorifying me, even though the world thinks the proud is happy and the wicked is set up. These that fear me, they're my jewels. They got the book of remembrance. They gonna be spared in that day. And then he says,
then shall ye return.
And then you're gonna return
and discern between the righteous.
And you're gonna be able to see who's righteous
and the wicked.
And you'll be able to see who's wicked because you're remembering the mighty Elohim. And you're seeing his word because he said he let a remnant remember him and he gave us this book, the book of remembrance, which encapsulates his word that helps your spirit remember him. And when you see it, you return to him. And now you know what is righteous and now you know who is wicked.
And between him that serveth Elohim.
Now you know who's serving Yah.
And him that serveth him not.
And now you know who's not serving him. Because Yahweh has showed you his mercy in giving you his book and taught you his word is done this evening and night. And I hope that you was able to see this book in your spirit, remember that you are Yah's people. You are the children of Israel, and you are his chosen, and salvation is with you, and that all you have to do is return to the word of Yah to receive mercy and salvation and deliverance and defense. And then when you see our people being unjustly murdered, you know who to fast for. You know who to call on. You know who to ask for help. Because when Yah said that he saw Israel's affliction in Egypt, that he sent them a messenger. And Yahweh, he's going to see our affliction here amongst these 400 years. And he's already sent messengers. And he'll continue to send us a messenger to wake us up. So if anybody would like to make a comment or has a question in the amount of time that we have left, the number is 347-838-8963. Press the number 1 if you're already listening. Do we have any callers? So since we don't have anybody that would like to chime in at the moment, let me continue to show you why all you have to do is remember your forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the book of Isaiah, in the 44th chapter. Let me show you what Yahweh said he'll do. We want to know what is going on in the world today. We want to know why is it that we have been forced to go into places which we know not, serve deities that we had no knowledge of, do things that we knew not what to do. And now we're doing and serving deities that our fathers knew not. And why is this? And how do we get back to a place of knowledge? Well, Yah showed us this in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter, the first verse. It reads,
yet now hear, O Yaakov, my servant.
You see, Yahweh is talking to Jacob, and he's letting you know that Jacob is his servant. And he's letting Jacob know to listen, hear.
And Israel, whom I have chosen.
Thus saith
Yah, that made thee.
Yahweh made you.
And formed thee from the womb.
Yahweh formed you from the womb.
Which will help thee. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant.
Don't be afraid of anybody.
And thou, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen.
For I will pour
water upon him that is thirsty.
See, the reason why some people know Yah and some people don't is because some people aren't thirsty. Some people believe they're satiated from the false drinks that they've been drinking from the Christian, Muslim, Egyptian, and whatever other churches that they've been going into. They think that they're well refreshed, even though they're dry as a bone. Yah said he had poured water upon him that is thirsty, that is thirsting for the truth, that is looking for the truth, that is crying out for the truth, that is really, really thirsty for the truth. Uh-huh.
And floods upon the dry ground.
He poured water on them. Mm-hmm.
And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed.
He will pour it upon your seed that is thirsty, your seed that has been dry and that is yearning for Yah. He will pour his spirit upon your seed.
And my blessing upon thine offspring.
And they
shall spring up as amongst the grass, as willows by the watercourses.
One shall say,
I am Yah's.
And another shall call himself
by the name of Yahakov.
See, when you wake up to the truth of the mighty Yah, you start saying, yo, I'm Yah's son. I'm Yah's daughter. I belong to Yah. I am of the people of Yahakov.
Mm-hmm. And another shall subscribe with his hand
that
unto Yah.
That means another shall sign, shall make a signature, shall grab a pen in the inkhorn and put ink in the inkhorn and write on the paper by subscribing
unto Yah.
Uh-huh.
And surname himself.
And surname, meaning even though you've been taken out of your land, even though you've been stripped from your heritage, even though you've been given the name of your slave master, now when I wake you up, when I put water on you because you've been thirsty, when I satiate the dry ground, when I allow you to spring up, you're going to say, I don't know if I'm from Yehuda, from Benjamin, or whatever, but I know that my name is by the name of Yisrael. And that's what a true servant of Yah is doing. They, how you going to sign your name with the name of Israel and everything you signing has the name of Johnson and Jackson and brown and white and black? That's not a surname. It's a color and that's somebody else's surname. But Yah say, this is what happens when you remember who he is. This is what happens when he wake you up. And in the same chapter, he gave you another message to wake you up. In verse 21, look what it says here.
Remember these.
You see, he said remember. And somebody told me they don't know if Yah's book is the book of remembrance. But every book you look in, he wants you to remember. He wants you to recollect. He wants you to wake up, revive the truth in your spirit. Remember these, O Yahakov
and Yisrael.
For thou art my servant. You don't belong to Walmart and the Kroger, and you don't belong to the Johnson plantation. You don't belong to the Jackson plantation. You don't belong to the Trump plantation. You are my servant.
I inform thee.
I form thee.
Thou art my servant.
O Yisrael.
Thou shalt not be forgotten of me.
He wants you to remember because he, Yahweh, has never forgotten. Yahweh has not forgotten us. And if Yahweh, the fountain of living waters, the one who actually commands the spirit, if he keeps on putting the spirit in you and he hasn't forgotten you, then the spirit in you inherently remembers him. You just have to wake up. Mm-hmm.
I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression.
And this is why you don't need the Christ of the New Testament. Because Yahweh said, I sent Yeshua. He didn't say, I sent JC. He didn't say, I sent Muhammad. He said, I alone. He didn't say we. If he said we, maybe then we could talk about a Yeshua or whoever else is in the Quran. But he said, I have blotted out
as a thick cloud
thy transgressions,
and as a cloud
thy sins.
Return unto me,
for I
have redeemed
That's
me.
That's why he said no man shall save you and no man shall redeem you, because Yahweh is not a man. He is the supreme being. He is the power of powers. So ain't no man going to save you, but Yahweh is. Yahweh has already redeemed us. He said he's done it. He didn't have to send Christ. He didn't have to send Muhammad. He didn't have to send anybody, and he didn't. All he did was say, I redeemed you. And all you have to do to walk into the door of redemption is what he says in verse 23. Keep reading.
Sing, O ye heavens, for Yah have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For Yah have redeemed Yahakob and glorified himself in Yisrael.
You see that? Yahweh has already redeemed you. This is the door right here. You want to be saved, you don't have to come down the aisle on church on Sunday and get water sprinkled on your head. And you don't have to sign into the church registry and sign up and do an automatic check deposit for tithes to the church. You don't have to claim Baptist or Lutheran or Methodist. You don't have to do any of these things. You don't have to do anything that they have you do in Islam. All you have to do, black man and woman, is walk into this door of redemption that is right here before you in the book of Yah. He's going to tell you how to walk into the door. It's going to seem too easy. It's going to seem like that can't be true, because everything you've been taught has been so hard. But this right here, this is the most easiest thing you can do right now, because Yahweh already has it for you. Look what he says in verse 24.
Thus saith Yah.
Thus saith Yah,
thy Redeemer,
and he that formed thee
from the womb.
I
am Yah,
that maketh all things,
that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself,
right?
That frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backwards, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to the messengers, that say to Jerusalem, thou shalt be no more inhabited, and to the cities of Yehuda, ye shall be built.
See, you see, Yahweh already redeemed you. Just walk into the door. What did he say to do? Return unto him. He said, return unto me. Put down the pork. Put down the idols. Put down the lion. And return to Yah. Now, is that easier said than done? It's only easier said than done if you're not willing to do it. But the only thing you got to do to return to the Most High is to return, is to stop walking into the church and into the mosque and into the house of consciousness of the Egyptian temple number 85 and walk into Yah's house. And Yahweh has redeemed you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we have any other callers or comments? And that's good. People want to listen to what is being taught. But before we move on, let me make sure I announce to everybody about our upcoming conference. Our upcoming conference will be held right here in Cincinnati. And the conference I'm speaking of is the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, founded by our late Elder Moray and Prophet of Yah, Moray Elisha Israel. This is the 24th annual summer conference being held in Cincinnati, Ohio. The hotel information is the Best Western Inn and Suites, Hannaford Inn and Suites. And the number to call to make your reservations for August 3rd through August 6th, the first weekend in August, the number to call is 513-936-0525. Group is the House of Israel. It is located at 5900 East Galbraith Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236. and we have some very nice rooms available. So call and make your reservation. It's at no cost to make a reservation. For our summer conference, we will be discussing some very in-depth, provocative, and pertinent topics that we will release to you all very shortly. So make sure you make it to our conference. Also, make sure you also listen to our Shabbat services every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, which is what you call Saturday, beginning at 12 p.m. in the summer, and it goes to about 6 or 6:30. And you'll hear teachings from More Naftali, myself, More Isha, and from Servant of Yah, our elder teacher, More Ishaya. Also, current events by our brother Obadiah Israel, every Sabbath day at 12 o'clock. If you're in the Cincinnati region, you can come visit us. Our address is 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. Again, also listen to our radio broadcast that airs every 6 day at 8 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Yisrael. We also are broadcasting live on Facebook at facebook.com/House of Israel Cincinnati. Also on youtube.com/HOY Cincinnati. And you can also view us on those venues every Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Again, what we were discussing this evening, we have been discussing how our people have gone to things that we have not known. Pastors have led us astray, and we have shown that Yahweh has not left us forsaken. He has not forgotten us. That he remembered us, even though it seems bleak. Young men being murdered by police every year. And not just every year, but every week. Some would say, some statistics say every day. Young black men are being killed by our oppressor every week. And we're killing each other every week. What is being done for all the injustice in the world? Who is standing up? And why is it that we aren't prevailing against our enemies? It's because we have been cut off. We have forgotten who Yah is. Therefore, we don't know how to call on our power. But what Yah has shown us is how to call on him, how to return to him. Yahweh has shown us how to show you that the New Testament even tells you that Israel is not forsaken. Even the Quran tells you that Israel has the book. And Yahweh has told you and I that all we must do is return unto him so that he can return unto us. The last scripture I'll read will be in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, it reads,
"And it shall come to pass, when all these things that come upon thee, the blessings and the curses, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind amongst all the nations, whither Yah thy Elohim have driven thee."
See what Yah has told us? When all these things happen, and you'll call them into mind, which means in the land which Yahweh has driven you, then you shall return unto Yah, Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thine soul. I praise the mighty Yah for given this opportunity to magnify the Most High amongst his people. Thank Brother Obadiah for contributing this evening's program with the very pertinent current events. And we praise the mighty Yahweh for all of our listeners and viewers that took their time to hear the word of Yah on Nothing But the Truth. Until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Yisrael. Hallelujah and Shalom.